আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in the Hadith of Pak that our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever reads the Ruud Pak in abundance, there will be light for them on the pul sirat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear viewers of Madni channel, today we will discuss another deadly tool of shaitan, that is backbiting, gossiping, tale-telling and slandering. This is also part of Farz Ulum. Because if we are not careful, due to this disease and sickness of backbiting, gossiping, etc., we could lose all our good deeds, and also it could make us end up going to Jahannam. And if we have no good deeds, and what will happen to us? Because the people that we backbite will come and demand for compensation. So what is going to happen to us? And also remember that backbiting, gossiping is 70 times worse than zina. We detest people who are involved in zina. And we know that the punishment for that to be stoned to death. But if this is so serious, that means zina is so serious that the persons involved need to be stoned to death. And here we are told that gossiping, backbiting is 70 times worse than zina. Now can you imagine what a terrible sin it is? So therefore, we have to learn about this sickness and this tool of shaitan in order that we protect ourselves from this disease. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya has wrote an encyclopedia on Ghibat called Ghibat Ki Tabakariya. This kitab is a masterpiece. There's no other kitab that exists like it. And it discusses every aspect of backbiting of Ghibat. And it's something that everyone should read because this is part of Farz Ulum. So dear viewers of Madni channel, this very severe crime of backbiting is very common in our Muslim community. That very few people realize what a severe sin it is. Be it fathers or mothers, brothers or sisters, husbands or wives, mother-in-laws or daughter-in-laws, father-in-laws or son-in-laws, teacher or student, employer or employee, buyer or seller, foreman or laborer. Similarly, even rich or poor, ruler or subject, old or young, everyone is involved in this. Unfortunately, we find that none of our gatherings today is devoid of despicable action of gossiping. Many people who appear to be pious are also indulging in this grave sin. These pious people are observed listening to people who make ghibat or backbiting, or smiling or nodding their heads. That means they do not detest the action of backbiting. And it's become so common that they themselves don't realize that they have committed a major sin, and they consider themselves pious and noble. Yet the reality is contrary, is opposite, that these people are no more righteous. They have become major sinners. All the good deeds that they have has been wiped off, and they have condemned themselves into the torment of the fire of hell because they have indulged in this grave sin. Amir al-Sunnat has said that he has gathered over 20 harms mentioned in the Holy Quran and Hadith and sayings from the pious elders. And just have a look at this and try and absorb as much of it as possible so that it can instill fear in your heart. Backbiting cuts your iman. It erases and eats up good deeds. It can cause you to die without iman. It can cause you severe punishment in the grave. And it is more severe than fornication. In addition, backbiting is like eating the body of your dead brother. Backbiting deprives you from the blessings of salah, from blessings of fasting. Furthermore, excessive backbiting is a major cause of one's dua not being accepted. The backbiter will be the first to enter hell. In addition, the backbiter will be raised on the day of judgment in the form of a dog. And he will be made to eat the flesh of the dead in hell. He also will be the monkey in hell. He will be one of the last persons to enter Jannah even if he repents. He will be made to run between the blazing infernos of boiling water, and he will seek death. But we know once you die and in Jannah or in Jahannam, there's no death. That means this punishment will last forever. Even hell itself will be disgusted with such a person. On the night of Miraj, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam witnessed that the backbiter was eating flesh cut off his own body from the side. And then also he was peeling the flesh off his face and chest with copper nails. Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi states in page 823 of his book, Khazainul Irfan, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go for jihad or for any other expedition, he would group poor companions with two rich companions. Thus the poor companion will serve the rich ones and the rich one will take care of his needs. In this way, both benefited from the service of each other. Once it so happened that Hazrat Sayyidina Salman was grouped with two well of companions. And once, because he slept, he could not prepare food on time. So these companions sent him to get food from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the cook of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time was Sayyidina Usama radiallahu anhu. He did not have any food. Hazrat Sayyidina Salman returned empty-handed. When Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu informed his two companions, they said in reply, Usama is being stingy. When these two people came before our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I see traces of meat in your teeth. They replied, we have not eaten any meat. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, you have spoken slanderously. That means you are backbiting. He who ever backbites a Muslim has indeed eaten a Muslim's flesh. Also Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, do not look out for the false and do not backbite one another. Would any of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would detest it. Commenting on backbiting, Sheikh Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Shafi'i radiallahu anhu states that the wisdom behind forbidding the tarnishing of one's character or reputation, that means backbiting, even if it is the truth, is the protection to the highest degree of the mu'min's prestige and his reputation. This also signifies the importance of a person's right, his reputation, and his character and prestige. Allah Azza wa Jal has likened the prestige to flesh and blood. And backbiting is like eating flesh and blood of your dead brother. This way Allah Azza wa Jal asserts and establishes the importance of prestige and the abstinence of backbiting. Hence it is stated in the Holy Quran, would any of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would abhor it. A reason for likening the slandering of Muslim prestige to eating flesh is that the person feels the same emotional pain that he will feel physically when his flesh is being cut off his body. A wise person considers a Muslim's prestige to be more valuable than flesh and blood. Sheikh Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Alayhi has defined backbiting as making statements with exploitation of someone's shortcoming. And this is in Bahari Shariat. But dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, sadly, majority these days are not even aware of the definition of backbiting. Despite the fact that understanding and knowing law, the law of backbiting is farz upon Muslim. On page 256 in the book called Aansu Ke Darya, Sheikh Allama Abu Faraj Abdul Rahman bin Jawzi Rahmatullah Alayhi explained the concept of backbiting in the light of many hadith, and he has stated, you mention your brother in such a manner that would upset him if he hears it or come to know about it, even if it is the truth. That is to say that you talk bad about any faults in his personality or in his intellect, in his clothing, in his deeds, in the statement that he makes, in his religion, whether he's practicing it or not, his house, his car, his children, even his servant. In short, anything and everything associated with him negatively. Even if you say his sleeve is too long, is also backbiting. Sheikh Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi has stated that the scholars have said backbiting is to mention any weakness that a person possesses. Whether the fault is in his non-practice of deen, whether it's worldly affairs, personality, character, wealth, progeny, spouse, servants, whether it is his Amama Sharif, whether it is his character, whether it is his attire, whether it is his smile, whether it is his physique, anything that's related to him. For instance, he is blind, he's crippled, he's bald, he's a midget, he's black, he's white. That means anything that is derogatory, even his skin color, saying that he's black. All these are examples of insult. And like that, you say that this person is a fasik, or he's a thief, he's an oppressor, he's lazy in offering salah, he's disobedient to his parents. All these things that are common, these are classed as backbiting. So, viewers of Madni channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal make us aware that the consequences of backbiting is very deadly. Our homes have become a war zone, causing distrust and enmity. Husband and wives are fighting because of backbiting. One talks about the other. Families and communities are falling apart because of this. And even you find many religious personalities resent each other and backbite. Alas, how will our feeble flesh, how will our bodies bear the terrifying punishment in the hereafter? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us. On the night of Mi'raj, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I came across men and women who were hanging by the chest. I asked, O Jibra'il, who are these people? He replied, these are the ones that found faults in people. They spoke ill of them behind the backs. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, and the meaning is, woe to every slanderer, every backbiter. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cautioned. He said, on the night of Mi'raj, I came across such a nation that were scratching their faces and chest with nails made of copper. And I asked, O Jibra'il, who are these people? He replied, they used to eat the flesh of human beings. That means they were backbiting and they were tarnishing their reputation. This is from Abu Dawud, Sunan Abu Dawud. The renowned Mufassir of the Holy Quran, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, has elaborated on this subject. They would be inflicted with a torment of unbearable itch. That means the body will start itching for those who are involved in gossiping and backbiting. And then it'll be itching so badly that they will scratch their faces and the chest, and the nails will be made of sharp copper. And when they start scratching, they will take out chunks of flesh. Can you imagine the pain? This event will take place on the Day of Judgment, but our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown this by Allah Azza wa Jal, so that he can, after seeing it, he can warn the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate that we know about this. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to protect ourselves from this terrible disease of backbiting. Dear viewers of Madni channel, I urge you to reflect upon this in solitude. If we cannot bear even a minor itch or a minor cut, imagine if we are scratching and we cut ourselves slightly, it'll be painful. Can you imagine tearing flesh off your face, tearing flesh off your body because of backbiting and not repenting? What a grave sin it is. Listen carefully to another narration about punishment of backbiting. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Qudri rahmatullah alayhi has narrated that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the night of Miraj, he said, I came across a nation that were being fed flesh cut off their own sides. They were told, eat as you used to eat the flesh of your brother. I asked, O Jibra'il, who are they? He said, they are the people that used to backbite on other people. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also stated, whoever eats the flesh of his brother in the world, he will be, that brother will be brought to him on the day of judgment, and he will be ordered by Allah Azza wa Jal, eat as you used to eat his flesh when he was alive. Now you have to eat your dead brother's flesh. This person will moan and he'll be disgusted. So my dear viewers of Madni channel, save your tongue from backbiting and sinful utterances, and get involved in the zikrullah, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the recitation of Naat. And the best way is to practice Kufla Madina. In this way, you'll find by practicing Kufla Madina, you will save yourself and we will save ourselves lots of problems. Let us get involved in recitation of the Quran, reading Darood Pak and sending salam on our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. In Ruhul Bayan, there's a hadith Qudsi mentioned, the one who recites once Bismillah and Surah Fatiha by joining them together, that means Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you are the witness that I have forgiven him, accepted all his good deeds and pardoned all his sins, and I will not burn his tongue and will free him from the torment of the grave and the fire of the day of judgment. Backbiting causes deprivation of blessing from fasting and from worship. In the book Bahar Shariat, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullah alayhi states, the fast does not become invalid by backbiting, even though backbiting is a major sin, as the Quran has likened backbiting to devouring the flesh of your dead brother. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that it is even more severe than fornication. However, the blessings of the fast will be taken away. He further added that sinful acts like lying, backbiting, making profane and foul conversation, hurting other people are haram generally. But when you are fasting, these are even more despicable and you earn more sins. So dear viewers of Madni channel, save yourself from the torment, this terrible torment of hell. It is crucial that we distance ourselves from backbiting and sins, or else we will face extreme hardship and we will be consumed with remorse and grief and fear. In order to show this, once a caravan of righteous worship set out on journey. Sayyidina Ata rahmatullah alayhi was part of this group, and these people worship so much. And there was one person in this group who worshipped in such a way that his eyes were sunken, his feet had swollen up, and he was gone very weak. And then afterwards, he fainted and he began to sweat despite the weather being cold. When he regained consciousness, people asked him, what caused you to become faint? He said, when I came to this area, the sin that I committed when I was young came into my mind, and then intense fear consumed me, and I was afraid about accountability on the day of judgment. So, dear viewers of Madhi channel, can you see the regret of the pious people? Even if they were young, they had done sinful activities long time ago, they still regretted it. And look at the fear of this person, that he fell unconscious. So, there's something for us to reflect upon. Because a companion Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud had narrated that we were in the presence of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when a person stood up and left. After his departure, a person started backbiting about him. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered, pick your teeth, that means make khilal of your teeth. But the person said, why should I do that? Khilal, I haven't eaten meat. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, indeed, you have eaten your brother's flesh. That means you are backbiting. Similarly, someone asked the mother of the faithful, Sayyidatuna Umme Salma radiallahu anha, a question regarding backbiting. So she replied, she said, one Friday, when I woke in the morning, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gone to offer Salatul Fajr. One of my neighbors, an Ansari woman from Medina, came into the house and began to speak ill about some men and women. And I began to laugh. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned, we kept quiet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the doorway. He covered his nose with the corner of his shawl and ordered, both of you vomit, throw up and wash your mouth with water. And then we vomited and pieces of flesh came out. Similarly, the other woman also threw up and also pieces of flesh came out from her mouth as well. Then I asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to why these pieces of flesh came out. He replied, this flesh is of the person whom you are backbiting. There are some common expressions regarding gatherings, common examples of backbiting. Amir al-Sunnat has given 16 such examples. That means when a person leaves a gathering, what other people talk about him. Listen to this carefully because it's probable that we could also be involved in this kind of statements. One, good riddance, he's gone. He had bored us. He argues just for the heck of it. He does not listen to anyone. He thinks he knows it all. He's trying to sweet talk. He laughs at everything. He's so full of himself. Many people say this as well. He's so stubborn. Oh, brother, may Allah save us from such individual. He blurts out anything. He cannot keep a secret. He's a telltale. The next time he comes, change the topic because he is a loud mouth. So these are some examples. And there are 23 expressions used by women. That means Islamic sisters should think very seriously the viewers of Madhi channel. And Amir al-Sunnat has given 23 examples of what they normally say. They say, she's divorced. She has a long tongue. She breathes down her husband's neck. She is disrespectful to her husband. Well then, her husband beats her. She's so stuck up. It seems that she will only rest after divorce. She breathes down her daughter-in-law's neck. She treats her daughter-in-law as a house cleaner. She beats her daughter-in-law. She purposely starves her daughter-in-law. She works her to death. She quarrels with the neighbors. She is irritable. She is cocky because of her husband's money. She shouts at her children. She is so stingy that she is penny-wise but pound-foolish. She acts poor by hiding all her wealth. The girl is good-mannered, but her mum has broke up her engagement. She does not get married because of her age, old age. Her daughter is young, but she does not stay in the house. She's got two daughters married, but did not invite her neighbors. She has left her in-laws, that means after quarreling with them, and gone back to her parents' house. So these are examples that women use. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once in his home, his blessed home, when some meat was brought as a gift. Hazrat Sayyidina Zaid bin Sabit was narrating hadith to the other companions, the Ashab Sufa. They asked Hazrat Sayyidina Zaid bin Sabit radiallahu anhu to go to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask for some meat. While she was gone, the companions, the Ashab Sufa, said, why is he teaching us hadith? I mean, we hear the same thing from our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why is he teaching us? And when Hazrat Zaid bin Sabit came in front of the Prophet, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and told him, he said, go and tell them they have just eaten meat. So when Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu anhu went and gave the message to the Ashab Sufa, they swore, they said, we haven't eaten meat for a long time. Then Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit went back and reported what they said. So he said, no, they have just eaten meat. So all of them came in the presence of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we haven't eaten meat for a long time. Then our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look at yourself, look at the redness in your saliva. And he says, spit, because you have just eaten the flesh of your brother, and traces of meat is still in on your teeth. And when they spat, they found blood was coming out from the mouth. Then they all repented, and they took back the word, and they asked Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu anhu for forgiveness. As you can see, this was practically demonstrated by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu has reported, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw dwellers in hell on the night of Miraj, and they were eating the dead carcass of a person. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Jibreel sallam, who are these people? Hazrat Jibreel sallam replied, these are those who would eat people's flesh, that means they should backbite. He also saw a person extremely red in color with blue eyes. He asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam as to who he was, to which Hazrat Jibreel salam replied, he is the one who cut off the legs of the camel of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam. That means the camel of Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam. So dear viewers of Madhi channel, the act of backbiting, it may seem very simple, very easy, but bear in mind, eating a dead carcass, especially of a human, in hell is not going to be very easy. Just imagine in the dunya, if someone gave you raw flesh, you wouldn't be able to eat it. And even if the flesh was not even cooked properly, it will still not be, you will not be able to eat it. Here we're not talking about ziba, halal meat, but we're talking about dead meat. And we're not talking about dead meat of a halal animal, we're talking about dead meat of a human. Can you eat that? Now look at the devastating punishment of backbiting. Sayyidina Hatim Asam radiallahu anhu has mentioned, he stated that the person who backbites will be raised with the face of a monkey, and the liar in the face of a dog, and the jealous person will have the face of a pig. In the book called Minhaj al-Abidin, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam radiallahu anhu has mentioned, he said, I acquired the company of many saints in the valley of Lebanon. All the saints advised me to disperse the following four pieces of advice wherever I go. One, the one who eats full stomach will not enjoy worship. The one who sleeps excessively will not be blessed with a long age. The one who seeks the pleasure of people will despair from the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And finally, the one who backbites and talks excessively is in the danger that he will not die as a Muslim. The beloved of Allah, or beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has mentioned, backbiting and tale telling cuts off your iman like how a person chops off a tree. So dear viewers of Madni channel, from the above hadith we come to learn that there is a great danger of losing your iman because of backbiting. Imagine, the person who loses his iman, he is doomed. That means the one who dies as a kafir, imagine how severe his questioning is going to be in the grave. He will not be able to answer the question. And it is mentioned in Bihar al-Shariat that Hazrat Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, at that moment a herald in the sky will call out, he is a liar, place him in a bed of fire and clothe him with an attire of fire and open the door of hell for him. This is for the person who dies a kafir. So it means that if we want to die with iman, let us protect our tongues. Let us practice Kufr Madina of the tongue. Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, we have many tools. For those who practice on Madni and Amat, it talks about protecting ourselves from backbiting. Imagine daily you do Fikr Madina, and if you backbited, you recall that you did something major. That means now when you fill the Madni and Amat, the point that talks about backbiting, you must realize it's a major sin. It is 70 times worse than zina. And once you answer it, so let us become punctual on Madni and Amat. Inshallah, if we punctual, then we will come to know the sickness and diseases that we have. And then also traveling in Madni Kafila. If we travel in Madni Kafila, inshallah, we will find that we will be able to advise other people as well. Because in Madni Kafila as well, we do ijtima filling of Madni and Amat. This is one of the benefits. And there again, we can advise people. Once you travel on Kafila, you can talk about things like backbiting. Educate people. Make them aware how serious this crime is. We can make benefit of this Madni Inamat and Madni Kafila in teaching people, especially this Farz Ulum, where people need to know how bad and how serious backbiting is. Ameen, bijahin Nabil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.